Coach, congratulations on the win.
Thanks.
This time of year, you don't take any of those for granted, but the heat, how did that affect you today, unseasonably warm?
It affected us, and the reason is because we had so many kids that had been sick. We had several that had been sick this week. We just felt like we had to play them and roll them in there, and so we were fighting through the heat and all the other things that we didn't have a lot of energy, but I'm really proud that we accomplished that win.
The defense really set the tone for the team again, creating a bunch of turnovers, blocking field goals, blocking extra points, and just how proud of the defense are you?
Yeah, that's amazing. You know, that's just amazing what they do. And I mean, with how many people block field goals like mm-hmm. we do? It's great. And our guys, defensive, they take a great deal of pride in playing, and you can see why just listening to Fritz and his motor runs all the time.
Moving him down closer to the football seemed to help the defense a little bit. That also frees up not only him to see the ball better and get to it quicker, but does that help the linebackers a little bit in that scheme?
No question, yeah. And he's I don't know how many tackles he ended up making, but he's once he gets real comfortable in there, he's going to make a bunch.
How much did you challenge the offensive line during practice this week? I heard you say you wanted to be a lot more physical.
Yeah, our offensive line, we weren't very physical, but the thing that bothered me a lot last week was that we were running the ball kind of uphill, mm-hmm. and we didn't have enough blockers, and we don't have a dynamic runner at quarterback. Now, Jace can run some, but he's not the kind of guy that Tommy Bowden is. So when Tommy went in and we moved the ball a lot better on the ground just because he can execute the option so much better.
A little bit today, you talked about last week about always taking what the defense gives you. Did you feel better about taking what the defense was giving you today offensively?
Yeah, but you know, it's just kind of like they were talking about that. We end up passing so much. You mm-hmm. know, you pass so much and then you take so many long shots, and then finally the one sustained drive when Tommy went in, we took it down a long way, and it was a really kind of a hard physical drive that we needed, and it gave the defense so much time to rest because, you know, we strike so fast on mm-hmm. offense sometimes.
How important was that to get Tommy in, to get other guys in, to be able to get them a little bit of burn in the playoffs?
No, it's wonderful, and we got to utilize his abilities more. You know, I think Jace is a good quarterback, and he's our quarterback that's going to run our offense. But there's a part of our offense that needs to be able to execute some option stuff as well.
This time of year, nobody's completely healthy, but how is the health of the Crusaders right now going into next week?
You know, it's amazing. We had Gary Ruckman sprained an ankle, but we think he'll be fine next week, and that was it. That was the only one. So all the guys that were banged up, another week of rest and get some needed rest, and we'll see.
Jonnell's not going to be one that's going to brag about getting numbers, but he had a big game today. Was it something you guys saw on film that you thought, okay, he's going to be able to be a mismatch nightmare for them?
He is a nightmare for a lot of folks. And, you know, the thing that's so good about him is how humble he is.
Right.
And he truly believes that way, and he works that way, and that's the thing, the way he leads.
How do you get so many selfless guys like that? Like Jefferson said, hey, it doesn't matter who we play. We're going to go to the national championship. Jonnell's not bragging on numbers. Just want to win games.
Well, it's so important, but that's kind of who we are. Mm-hmm. I mean, we work really hard to develop that kind of mindset. And we talk a lot about being a servant leader mm-hmm. and serving each other and being a teammate.
Coach, enjoy this, and we'll see you next week.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. We will.